24th of October. Year is 2013. You all knew that, unless you're listening in another universe. You know, the program is so strong, Roberta, that the
number one
waves,
on Mars.
It is number one on Pluto, number one in Uranus.
Uh-oh.
Roberta,
uh-oh.
About that. All right. So Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasanelli, Ken is in charge of Facebook and Twitter and social media. Jennifer's in charge of making a smile. Roberta's in charge of taking...
General pandemonium.
taking advantage of me when I'm in my weakest position. The Queen of Cheap today has what sort of specialties? Les specialties en français.
Ah, we've got subscriptions. We've got free donuts. We've got teas. We've got pet stuff. And we've got free food.
All right. All that stuff coming up in a few minutes. The Queen of Cheap at DougStephan.com. Later on in the hour, there is news from Time Warner Cable that Jennifer will fill us in on. Some of you will turn up your nose. I know. Boo. Yeah, I know. It's a boo. All right, what else do you have for us, Jen?
Ooh, I've got the I Love Lucy story of the day. I'm so excited.
Did
from
you see?
Our,
yeah. Okay, I won't give it away.
Thank you. Also, some more renewals and cancellations going on at the networks. And a series gets a, I mean, unheard of, 21st season.
No.
Wow.
It is heard of.
What's been on 21 years?
Like Law and Order. Original was on 21 seasons. Gunsmoke was on, I think, 21, 22 seasons, if I'm not mistaken.
Rarely heard of.
There you go.
Doctor Who?
Doctor Who?
Who?
Doctor what?
Doctor Who celebrating
Doctor
their 50th anniversary.
Doctor Who? Okay, so there are a number of Democrats who are pointing out to the administration that they ought to do something to fix the technical issues of the website, have a special focus on that coming up in this hour of Good Day. The TSA and the NSA are in the news today. So I thought perhaps we ought to come up with another name. TSA is Transportation Security Administration.
That's what everything with an SA at the end is not very fun.
Well, I think we ought to try to make it fun.
All right.
We're going to have a little contest here in this half hour. 888-302-3684. Come up with a new name for the TSA and the NSA. What would you rather call them? The National Security Agency is the NSA. That's what the government calls the NSA. TSA's Transportation Security Administration. What do you want to call them? What does TSA stand for? Remember, who's listening to the program, you can't get away with as much
terrible
as you might.
Terrible service always.
Okay.
Oh, whatever. That's very good.
Thing. That's good.
Very nice.
You'll win a swell prize for that. 888-302-3684.
How about touching something inappropriate? You like that?
Well, a bit of a stretch, but okay. How about the NSA? Names for the NSA and the TSA. Catch it now. Catch the
never
wave.
Never seeing anything.
Yeah,
never say anything.
No. All right, so you get the drift, folks. Swell prizes for those people who come up with clever names for the TSA and the NSA right now on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. The Ohio man who posted that drunk driving confession on YouTube, remember we were talking about that a couple of weeks ago?
I kind of feel sorry for that guy.
He's going to get 6.5 years in the slammer.
That's not too bad at all.
Never be able to drive again, or at least he won't have a license.
Ooh.
Matthew Cordell was his name, 22 years old, pled guilty to killing a 61-year-old man while he drove drunk in June. His video confession drew 2 million hits on YouTube. This moron posted this.
Not a moron. I think he was, like, overcome with guilt.
Yeah, maybe that was it.
And so he just wanted to confess. I mean, I think it's horrible when you're under the influence and somebody gets hurt or, worse yet, dies, and then you have to live with that your whole life. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Not good for either party.
You know what? When you think about it, what I remember what he said. He didn't want to dishonor this fellow's memory.
Yeah.
Man he killed was Vincent Canzani. He didn't want to dishonor his memory by lying about what happened. Because he didn't have to tell. He did. And so that's why he got a reduced sentence. But still, that's tough stuff.
I know.
Really tough stuff. Speaking of tough stuff, Danvers High School in Massachusetts opening for a few hours today for grief counseling. Yesterday, a teacher was stabbed to death by a 14-year-old student who didn't like the way she taught math. So, as a result, he's charged with murder in the first degree, and most people think he ought to be treated as an adult. Anybody disagree with that?
I think so.
Why, yeah.
No, I agree. Absolutely.
He did it as an adult crime.
It's an adult punishment.
Yep. Yep.
We should be doing more of that.
Do you know who Jofi? Is it Jofi?
I don't know. I was saying Jofi, but it could be Jofi.
J-O-F-I.
Mm-hmm.
Jofi Joseph, national security official, fired for posting insulting remarks about the Obama administration. Snarky tweets, they were referred to. Hmm. He's a snarker.
You know, no politician, and especially this administration, they don't like to be talked poorly.
He deeply regrets
it. They don't like that.
Of course he deeply regrets it. He got fired.
Yeah.
He deeply regrets my actions.
He got in too deep, man.
Yeah.
He set up a fake account.
Right.
And was leaking information.
Nat Sekwonk. They say that. Nat Sekwonk.
Oh, National Twitter. Security Wonk is what it's going at. Nat Sec Wonk, I think.
National Security Wonk?
Right.
Maybe he can come up with another way of referring to the NSA besides National
Security. But he didn't do anything that was, like, bad, right?
Well,
I mean, he just was making fun of people.
It was inappropriate.
Right.
It was supposed to be a parody.
He didn't say, like, any national secrets on Twitter.
No. Right. He's not Snowden. I bear complete responsibility. I sincerely apologize to everybody I insulted. he was part of the team negotiating with Iran over nuclear disarmament, their nuclear program. So anyway, he's gone. Why would they call him an official? Why, he's not really an official, is he? Is he an official?
He's officially gone.
He's officially gone, right, exactly. As is, to underscore, I always like it when we see in the trades, or as reported here yesterday... we did report this yesterday. The German bishop, who is known for his extravagant lifestyle, suspended permanently. Now, he was, I think I called him Bishop Bling yesterday, right?
Yes.
$4 million. He built a $4 million chapel and bought a conference table for his apartment that cost $35,000.
Well, he needed to have meetings at home. Come on. Everybody needs a $35,000 conference table.
What church did he have that he made that much money?
Well, he was in charge he was the Catholic bishop.
Yeah.
And he was in the, I think, I'm trying to figure out which part. I said yesterday which city he was from. It was a city that seems to me began with a W. I don't remember. Well, it's not important. What's important is that he's spending that kind of dough when there are all kinds of people that the church, the idea of the church, any church, is supposed to be to help, right? Any religious organization, isn't it supposed to be to help? Isn't that the idea?
Supposed to be.
Supposed to be. All right, well, he was helping himself. Good for him. 15 past the hour. 888-302-3684. Who's got names for the TSA and or the NSA? I got one. For the TSA, I don't know whether all of this stuff, if you think it's been overdone, I don't know. I think there's a lot of attention today, especially because a lot of the Europeans are very upset and now becoming very vocal, and they're focused. They pick up the phone, they call Obama, and I understand Mrs. Merkel was very saucy to him, using some expletives that would have to be deleted. What are you blanking guys doing? And Obama says, no, we didn't do that. And she says, of course you did. I've got the proof right here.
Oh, yes.
So, anyway, he's losing a lot of street cred, as it's, isn't that what they call it?
Yes.
Street cred.
Very proud of you.
Thank you very much. 16 after the hour, Roberta reports, and you save in a moment here on Good Day.
Let's get it started.
It's a great day to be a CPA, because this bean counter has a new asset, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team set us up with cloud storage to safely back up our client files and access them remotely. We save big on IT support. Cutting costs and securing files? We're certified, not crazy.
Get special introductory offers at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 30 business and tech services. Learn more in-store or at OfficeMax.com/services.
musicians. Are you really going to get gear for your Halloween bash at the same place that sells vampire fangs and styrofoam tombstones? Come on. Set your party apart and stock up at Guitar Center. Get huge savings on party starters, including DJ gear and lighting, plus guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. And now through October 31st, save big on Halloween essentials like LED mini strobes, $5. DJ quality mini fog machines, $29. A gallon of fog juice for just $10. Guitar Center's your Halloween headquarters.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed. For adults only, limit use of other caffeine sources.
It's autumn, and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
Musicians, are you really going to get gear for your Halloween bash at the same place that sells vampire fangs and styrofoam tombstones? Come on. Set your party apart and stock up at Guitar Center. Get huge savings on party starters, including DJ gear and lighting, plus guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. And now through October 31st, save big on Halloween essentials like half-off black lights, just $10. DJ quality mini fog machines, $29. A gallon of fog juice for just $10. Guitar Center's your Halloween headquarters.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's Spend the Weekend Savings Sale this Friday through Sunday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
The fact that Kohl's is bringing us the Queen of Cheap report today is probably worth mentioning, don't you think? The Queen of Cheap segment sponsored...
I think so, boss.
...by Kohl's. Kohl's has just for mom tips, a lot of Facebook connection. A lot of people are using the website at these big stores like Kohl's to get in on some bargains because there are things that are talking. This is kind of an interesting way to share info about a place like Kohl's. And now, Roberta, without further ado...
She's the Queen of Cheap. The diva of
Tuscaloosa.
Oh, wow, 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 wow. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
All right, get to it, Roberta.
Okay, let's start with Real Simple Magazine. This is a great magazine. It teaches you how to simplify your life. I certainly need this. You can get it for $1 an issue as a subscription plus a $10 Walmart gift card they'll give you when you use a special coupon code that we have for you at DougStephan.com. Krispy Kreme wants to give you a donut this Halloween, October 31st, but you have to come in costume. So if you walk into Krispy Kreme in costume, they will give you a donut. Starbucks, they want you to drink tea. Well, I think they do because they're giving you 50% off over 50 blends of Tazo loose leaf teas. It's either that or they want to get rid of all the tea so that you'll drink coffee later on. ASPCA, a free pet safety pack. You can keep Fido safe with these window decals. It tells the rescuers that there is a doggy or a kitty or something inside the house, and a sticker with emergency numbers. And if you like to go to Red Robin, if you join the Red Robin Royalty Rewards Program, say that fast, you'll get every 10th item free. Red Robin Royalty Rewards Program. All at DougStephan.com at the Queen of Cheap section.
All right. There is that story. More stories coming up. This is Story Time on Good Day.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Claps going, Jennifer. Jennifer, I'm on time. What are you doing, guys?
Sounds like popcorn.
I know. Terrible. Terrible.
Hey now, crank it up, Michael. Come along. Actually, I have rewritten this song.
Yes.
There's a new version of this song coming out. I think this guy is dead too. Who did this? I forget. Isn't this? What am I trying to? Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. Thank you very much, Michael. Yeah, Hank's gone. So now we're going to do, let's see, Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. Doug Steffen and the Steffenettes. Going to re-record this song. And Charlotte's going to be in.
Charlotte's going to be the head barker.
Charlotte's going to be on. Yeah, right. Going to feel good to point instead of pop. It's finger pointing time. And this time the Democrats are pointing. Representative Joseph Crowley of New York pointed out that the technical issues are an outrage. The technical issues, obviously, on the healthcare website. So did Representative Rick Nolan of Minnesota, Democrat. Bill Nelson of Florida, Democrat. Went further. They called on the president to fire those responsible for the rollout. Let's see. Who else is on this? What are you yelling about? What are you barking at? Come on. Let's see.
This is riveting, by the way.
Excuse me?
A lot to say.
What's riveting? The Democrats?
With your dog?
Or are you talking about the dog? How many people do you know who can actually have a conversation with their dog? Please.
Well, I know you. That's
Thank
all
you.
I need.
That's it. Let's see here. I don't know. Am I making my point? I guess I'm making my point. There are a number of people who are on the other side. It's people thinking it's all Republicans who are complaining. Nope. Democrats are complaining, too. As well.
Yeah, the ones up for re-election next year.
Right.
They're like, oh, this is terrible.
Yeah, right. Get to the bottom of this fast. All right, Kenny, the TSA and NSA, do we have people on Facebook.com/Good Day Show and on Twitter who have come up with some names for the TSA and the NSA?
Nothing yet.
No! Why not? Please. Let's get to it. 888-302-3684. There are, according to the website, DougSteffen.com, you've all heard of that, right?
Yes, I've been there before.
Right, okay. The website has a study that finds Denmark to be the happiest place. We all thought Disneyland.
Of course.
Was the happiest place on earth. Apparently, that is not the case. According to this study, the people who live in Denmark think that their country is the happiest, the most pleasant place to live. Top countries generally rank higher in all of the key factors identified with the World Happiness Report that's out today.
Don't they wear wood shoes in Denmark? How could they be
happy? I think they still do. Is that not? I think that's Holland.
Oh, okay.
Right. The six factors for a happy nation split evenly between concerns about government. Let's see. The happiest countries have a large gross domestic product, healthy life expectancy at birth, lack of corruption and leadership. No wonder we're not there. Essential, let's see, the things that are also essential, social support, freedom to make life choices, and a culture of generosity.
Do you feel, you know, that? I'd rather take my American misery any day.
Would you really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
We live in the best country. I don't care what they say in Denmark.
Well, we do have a lot of great things in this country, no question about it. The problem is people don't want to try to make it better. They say, my country, right or wrong. Which it seems to me is not a greatly, it's not an intelligent way to look at stuff. My country right or wrong? No. You want your country to be right, don't you? I want my country to be right. And then we're going to make mistakes. We all make mistakes. Nothing's perfect. But we've made so many mistakes that could have been avoided. And that's kind of the way, you know, you look at some of these things that are going on around the world. We stick our nose. Look at the people. I'm going to get off on a toot here. Luckily, we only have a few seconds left. The people in Pakistan who are lining up looking for money from the American government because their family members have been killed in those drone attacks.
Mm-hmm.
28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Let's face it. We all love our pets. We adore our pets. We love to watch them eat with gusto. We love to give them treats and snacks, even though we're not supposed to. But I put together a list of some of the most toxic foods that we have in our home for our pets, stuff that we should never give them. For example, we've heard about chocolate. Chocolate contains theobromine, similar to caffeine, and can cause heart problems with your dog. Macadamia nuts can cause severe rear leg weakness and temporary paralysis. Grapes and raisins. Don't give your pets baby food because they contain onions and garlic. Alcohol can be dangerous. Almonds can be dangerous. As I said earlier, caffeine can be very, very dangerous. And a lot of people use cocoa mulch in their gardens. If you have a dog or cat around there, please do not use cocoa mulch. Raw cloves of garlic can be dangerous for your pets. I don't give my pets any type of mushrooms, onions, tobacco, obviously. Know what you're feeding your pet. There are a lot of dangers out there. The list I just gave you is toxic. Don't give it to your pets. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Just received, so I'm gonna. This is not an upper, it's a downer.
No.
Yeah,
we don't 30, like downers.
Three. Well, I think that's a general statement that you probably ought not to make, at least until you hear the. Maybe this is. We could turn this around, I suppose, and make it a positive.
Okay.
This is the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasanelli. The email came from Carol Bueller. And it reads as follows. My mother has been a faithful listener of your program. She loved your program. It gave her so much joy. My heart is saddened to let you know that she passed away.
Aww.
She just had her 89th birthday in June. And looking forward to her 67th anniversary. Find it hard to believe she's no longer with us. Directly after that, I was told I have inoperable liver cancer and was given 2 weeks to 6 months to live. This hasn't been the best year, but I'll be looking forward to being with my mom.
That's what my dad died of.
We were blessed to have her as long as we did. Truly, she was one of a kind. Blessings to you for all the joy that you have brought into her life and mine, Carol Bueller. This was prompted by us talking about this yesterday. You'll remember that we were going through a number of, because the government is wanting to change the definition of cancer, and so we get off onto a discussion of various types of cancer. So you never know who's listening and what's going on with them.
Well, I'm sending out good thoughts to Carol, because that's tough.
Please, Carol. Yep, it is tough. No.
And the fact that she took the time to write to us with all that going on means a lot.
Yep.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep. God love you. From the Yikes Department, 89, wait a minute, I'm not going to make this worse than it is, 49, the number is up to 49% of Americans getting some kind of government benefits. 82 million people are on some kind of Medicaid. It is shameful. Government, this is Census Bureau information, 151 million Americans out of a population of 306 million received some kind of government program in the last couple of months, some kind of money. It's how do you survive that way, honestly?
Well, because people now, we've had a change in our culture. I mean, this is something really serious.
Yeah.
And I think it's one of those things that I think is probably the biggest problem facing our country. And that's the fact that government has gotten so big and we're so under the control of the government now.
Everything is government. Every time you turn around, the government says this, government says that. You can't do this, you can't do that.
We become addicted. So instead of relying on ourselves, we rely on our government. I mean, the time, it wasn't that long ago, when you would go on, if you went on government assistance, you didn't talk about it. You just kind of went on it when you needed it.
You were embarrassed.
You did it and you got through it.
No,
and then you
Roberta's
found
right.
Else.
It was embarrassing.
Yeah.
It was like it was embarrassing to collect unemployment.
Now it's not. Now
my
it's
father
just the
was
standard.
Out of a job for a couple of weeks once. He didn't collect unemployment. He says, I'm not going to go down there with all those people. And he says, it's demeaning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether that's the way it used to be. Now, it's how much can you get and how do you manage to manipulate the system? That's what
exactly.
People think now. Total change in values and structure.
The word deserve has become too much a part of our vocabulary.
That's right. That's entitlement.
Yeah.
We are entitled to it because we're Americans. And we come here from other places to get it.
The politicians love the fact that we all have become entitled, that we all think we deserve things, because the more we feel that way, the more power they can take over our lives.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Jennifer or Roberta at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. And also Twitter at Good Day Show. An 11-year-old, we've had all these discussions about the 14-year-old who murdered the teacher in Danvers, Massachusetts yesterday, the killing in the school in Nevada. And now here's an 11-year-old boy in Vancouver, Washington, who was charged with attempted murder, brought guns, 400 rounds of ammunition to school yesterday. 11
Where does a kid get 400 rounds of ammunition?
Well, we just talked. Listen to what we just said about the way the country is maneuvering. We're a victim of our own success. We have too much.
And now we're imploding, sadly.
And now these sorts of things are getting into the mainstream. We have too much connection, too many tools, too much entitlement, too much of everything. So at some point it stops, whether it's this year, next year, 8 years from now, 10 years from now. It'll stop.
It has to.
Yeah.
But does the country stop when it
meantime,
does? Maybe.
Hopefully there are some people that are better leaders than what we have now, and we'll take responsibility more for ourselves. We're not teaching, obviously. If this 11-year-old doesn't know any better than to bring a gun and 400 rounds of ammunition, where does he get it?
Oy.
How did he even come into this world? I'd like to know what his family life, what his home life is all about, if he has any at all. That's the question, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question. One of the many questions. All right, let's turn it around a little bit here, because there are interesting and good things going on with children. One of our videos of the day this week, a woman filming her husband lip-syncing to an angry six-year-old. The girl had been in her room for an hour. The father tried to lighten the mood for the rest of the family. There is audio of this, but you need to. All you'll hear is the child's tantrum, basically. We'll play a little of that. You have to see this to get the gist of the dad's performance. So here's my question after listening to that, and I'm sort of chuckling, not as much as we did yesterday with Samantha Luthwaite, but the...
so funny.
We go again.
That just lightened my mood.
I know. Well, I got to lighten it up somehow.
I was down with
anyway, so how many of you, let's think about how you deal with tantrums. I don't remember ever in my life, maybe my, God love my mother and father if they were around. My father wouldn't have known it. My mother probably wouldn't either. So whether I couldn't afford, I didn't know what a tantrum was.
Hmm.
I wonder how many, Jennifer, do you ever remember having a tantrum when you were a baby?
Not really.
Jennifer?
No, I mean, my parents wouldn't have, like, I know, now I do all the time.
Right.
Every Sunday night, I usually have a tantrum.
Really?
No, but I don't, I mean, my parents didn't allow for that. And you know what? My grandmother made a big deal. Like, you, there was just an appropriate way to behave.
Mm-hmm.
And you just stuck with that. And I thank God for her because I still feel like I have that
stability.
Like, you just know.
Yeah.
You know how to act in certain situations. There's a
yep.
time and place for everything.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Roberta?
I used to throw them all the time.
Did you?
As a kid, oh my goodness, yes.
And what did your mother and father do about it?
Basically, what I would do with my kids is just kind of leave them alone.
Really?
Just
you don't
walk
put
away.
Them in the corner, have a timeout or anything like
no,
that?
No, just kind of
yeah.
ignore it.
Because mm-hmm.
it's done for attention, so if
right.
you ignore
That's
it,
right.
then
yep.
it takes away whatever power it
I
has.
Want my Mapo.
Uh-huh.
I want.
I used to tell Elena that, you know, you can scream and cry all you want, but please do it in your bedroom and close the door.
As a sympathetic mother. Kenny, what about you as a youngster, and what about your, well, the kids that you were around, you married into that family, and so they were older, right? Is age a factor in whether you have tantrums or not?
It probably is. I don't remember when I was a kid ever throwing a tantrum. And the kids, let's see, Reno was 10 or 11 when I got here, and Panda's a few years older. I don't remember them ever doing that. I heard stories when Panda was younger, she did, and she went to her room and was sent to her room
that
for
the, end of it. Yeah.
The better part of an hour, and that was the better part of the hour.
Yeah. All right. It's just it's something that, as a cultural thing in America, I think we're unique. I don't know. I'm trying to imagine some British kid or a German kid or a Korean kid. Can you imagine a Japanese kid throwing a tantrum? This doesn't seem to be culturally acceptable. Mexican children.
Be a lot of rice flying.
Yeah.
Roberta.
Nice. What do you expect from Roberta? All right, I have one thing before the conversation about the NSA and the TSA is over. I asked for people to come up with names instead of the Transportation Security Administration or the National Security Administration. And the only one that I got that I liked was TSA now stands for the Snooping Agency. The Snooping Agency.
But that doesn't have letters.
What, TSA? The
Snooping Agency. Oh, my God. That was
How about Terrible Snooping Agency?
There you go.
You can do that. Right, mm-hmm. Any of those sorts of things. But I think that's really kind of, when I look at or I think about what we have here, the digging. And by the way, the criticism of the TSA is round and thorough and big. That is, people of all ages, all persuasions, makes no difference. People are more fed up. They're aghast at the snooping the NSA has done, and know kind of how it affects them, maybe. But with the TSA, every time you go through an airport, every time you go through that surveillance, everybody thinks the same way. And the evaluation of travelers, 89% of travelers in the United States that have gone through any kind of domestic travel scrutiny think the agency basically sucks. That's it. That's a pretty damn condemnation of something that we as a country don't want. So why, again, one of these many questions, you ask the question, why do we have it if we don't want it? How about them apples for consideration? It's the Doug Stephan Good Day program, and we're going to have Jennifer looking at what's going on, looking literally, but you have to use your imagination. You know any of these shows? When word pictures are great. Jennifer's good at word pictures, so the television report will be full, I guarantee, full of word pictures coming right up here on Good Day.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free USS Indianapolis hat and commemorative book. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
musicians. Are you really going to get gear for your Halloween bash at the same place that sells vampire fangs and styrofoam tombstones? Come on. Set your party apart and stock up at Guitar Center. Get huge savings on party starters, including DJ gear and lighting, plus guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. And now through October 31st, save big on Halloween essentials like half-off black lights, just $10. DJ quality mini fog machines, $29. A gallon of fog juice for just $10. Guitar Center's your Halloween headquarters.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm-hmm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's Spend the Weekend Savings Sale this Friday through Sunday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Get it started.
It's a great day to be a CPA, because this bean counter has a new asset, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team set us up with cloud storage to safely back up our client files and access them remotely. We saved big on IT support, cutting costs and securing files. We're certified, not crazy.
Get special introductory offers at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 30 business and tech services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm-hmm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's Spend the Weekend Savings Sale this Friday through Sunday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Limited time lineup is loaded. Fried pickles cooked to a golden crisp and the Garden Crasher has fresh veggies with hummus and cucumber sauce at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Watch those Red Sox clobber the the Cardinals, right, exactly. Tonight.
Oh, boy.
Jen Jen has
a couple of items
here that are of interest. Go ahead, Jen Jen.
I do have a couple of items of interest, Dougie. I'd like to start off with my favorite TV show of all time. That's your cue, Michael. There we go. That's it. I Love Lucy. If you go to the website today, DougSteffen.com, you'll see the story there. CBS taking some heat from I Love Lucy fans for messing with perfection. On Tuesday, the network announced it would air the I Love Lucy Christmas special. I can't wait, by the way. Made up of back-to-back colorized episodes of the show. That'll air on December 20th. The episodes included will be a Christmas clip show, which I've never seen before. I'm so excited. I have goosebumps. And Lucy's Italian movie in color for the first time. According to CBS, each will have a vintage color look, and the Christmas flashback episode will remain in black and white to emphasize the time lapse. Now, people are upset about this because they feel like they look like Oompa Loompas on the show. They don't like the colorization process.
Oh, well.
And so they're upset and critiquing them.
All right, Time Warner has a big announcement. Everybody's going to be happy about this.
Oh, yes. Time Warner Cable, one of the country's biggest cable operators, Dougie, has just agreed to carry Al Jazeera America.
Yay! Let's hear it for America. American values.
Exposure to millions of households.
Hip, hip, hooray. They actually do a pretty good job, frankly.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'm being simplistic because their name is Al Jazeera.
Yeah, yeah. You are.
But I don't care.
I know you don't.
Hey, Judge Judy has a new show coming out. It's called Hot Bench.
Really? Is this about young judges that are hot?
It's a show that will feature a panel of three judges, or not real judges, making decisions on cases.
Really? Why can't we have just one? Why do we have to have three?
Because it's a hot Gloria, bunch.
Gloria, I mean, if they're all women, I'll watch it.
Two women.
Two women and one man? Nah. Mm-hmm. All right. 51 after on Good Day.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at hempusa.org.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The Money Pit music. The Money Pit music.
Money Pit.
Hey, that's the first time I think we've ever heard you sing. Tom Kreitman is here. And maybe the last. Tom is here to explain why women get so upset because men don't do a good job fixing the house up. Well, you want to explain that?
That's the mystery of life, my friend.
Is it, really? Does your wife do anything around the house?
Yes, she takes care of the family.
Ah.
Very active.
But she doesn't do...
No,
any...
she paints.
Does she?
She clean. You know, she does,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this, she, there's a, somebody just sent me something, the physical properties of a woman. Boils,
right.
Boils at absolutely nothing, freezes for no apparent reason. Excuse me. Well, listen, let's move into something that's important, the five home maintenance myths.
Yep.
There are a lot of people who think one thing, for example, duct tape.
Yeah.
We're going to deal with duct, D-U-C-T. It's not, some people spell it D-U-C-K because they think it has something to do with quack, quack. It doesn't. But I'm interested to, I mean, I always thought duct tape was for ducks, the stuff that carries the hot air or the cold air around your home. We'll find out if that's true or not. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program here on Good Day.
Musicians, are you really going to get gear for your Halloween bash at the same place that sells vampire fangs and styrofoam tombstones? Come on, set your party apart and stock up at Guitar Center. Get huge savings on party starters, including DJ gear and lighting, plus guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. And now through Rocktober 31st, save big on Halloween essentials like LED mini strobes, $5. DJ quality mini fog machines, $29. A gallon of fog juice for just $10. Guitar Center's your Halloween headquarters.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Grainger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Grainger catalog and all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so the National Association of Realtors is happy to present to you Tom Kreitler. Tom is aware, as are most of you, that there are a lot of buyers in the market, and there seems to be a shortage of homes. If you're considering selling, now is probably a great time to do it. And so check out the National Association of Realtors office nearest you, or find a realtor. Realtor.com is a good way to find somebody. Realtors, the whole business of selling homes tied into what Tom Kreitler does. Fix up your home before you sell it. Always an intelligent point of view. Get more for it. Sometimes you can do a lot of simple things that don't require a lot of money or time, and yet they make your house look so much better, Tom, right?
Well, absolutely. You know, I was a professional home inspector for 20 years, and I do think it's a good idea for home sellers to get an inspection before putting their home on the market, because this way you'll find out what the buyer's going to find out when they eventually have their home inspector come in. So just another way to kind of stay ahead of the game.
A lot of home, I think, if, generally speaking, if we were, I don't want to make a gross generalization, but for most of us, our home is our biggest investment.
Yep.
And so there are a lot of things that need to be done, a lot of work around the house. One of the most important experts when it comes to the home and home improvement in our country, has come up with a list of home maintenance myths. And it starts with using duct tape. Now, see, I thought that duct tape was the best way to seal ducts.
It's great for everything else, but not sealing ducts. And here's why. Because traditional duct tape is simply cloth covered with adhesive, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
The problem is that the adhesive dries out, and then the cloth sort of falls off, and the ducts leak.
Right.
So there's a special type of tape that's designed for sealing ducts, and it's the foil face tape. It has like a peel-off back on it,
like
and the adhesive on that is designed to be permanent. Or you could use something called duct mastic, which is sort of like a special kind of, think of it as spackle for your ducts. That's kind of what it looks like. But these products will seal the ducts permanently, and that's important because the Department of Energy actually calculated that leaking heating and cooling ducts reduce the heating and cooling system efficiency by as much as 20%. So by sealing them, you avoid all of that loss.
Wow. All right, another myth is how expensive it is to fix a basement that leaks.
Yeah, you know, there are a few home catastrophes that are more upsetting than a major flood. And unfortunately, when that happens to people, they too often turn to these so-called waterproofing contractors.
Mm-hmm.
They don't waterproof anything. They install expensive sump pump systems. They get the jackhammers out and break up your basement floor
and
put these pump systems in. You don't need that. You just need to fix your outside drainage. Gutters, overflowing, downspouts, that causes the issue. If your basement leaks consistent with a heavy rain, it's always drainage and not a high water table.
All right, so that means you need to take the approach, as Tom says, outside rather than inside.
Exactly.
Either of these listed these myths at themoneypit.com. No, Money Pit.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.